Solid.
May Bumps.
Cam FM.
Okay, and we'll cut off Adele in her prime and we'll go Riverside. And we go to Lucy as the next race has just got underway.
Hello, we've got just inside the first race corner. It looks like St Edmunds have got getting the overbump on Keith and two. LMBC are holding off Downing. And we have Christ ahead of Fat. And we've got Jesus gaining on Fat. They've got quarter of a length now. Looks like a bump before first post. And over to Grassy.
There's no Rob at the moment at Grassy. So what we'll do is just do the rundown. Maudlin, Selwyn, Robinson, Tithall, Keys M2, St Ed's, Lady Margaret M2, Downing 2, Christ 2, First and Third 2, Jesus 2, Queen 2, Hughes Hall, Sydney Sussex, Darwin, Pembroke 2, Wolfson 1, and the sandwich is Corpus 1. Lucy, what are you seeing?
Okay, I have got Wolfson coming down here. And they're being... Wait, I've got Pembroke, and they're being overtaken by Wolfson now. They've got quarter a length. Looks like they're going to get the bump before first post. Oh, and they've got overlap. Cox should concede any second. And do we have a bump? We should have a bump. That's late conceding. Yep, we have a bump there. Yep, and behind them we have Corpus rowing over as a sandwich boat. No chance of them catching anyone here, really. We've got a really messy bump there of Pembroke, who refused to concede until very late. And over to Beth.
To Beth? Okay, hi. I'm on the plough, just between Ditton the corner and the plough. I've just got Maudlin past me, looking very confident, very strong. They've got a good two and a bit boat length between them and Selwyn, who are being pursued very closely by Robinson. There's half boat length in it, but Robinson seems to be slugging a little bit. The whistles are going, but as they're drifting round Ditton corner, it doesn't look like they're going to catch them in my eye shot, so I'll throw a strike in a second to that. Behind them, I've got Trinity Hall coming through with clear water absolutely every side of them, which makes me suspect that Keys have in fact been bumped by St Edmunds, because the next boat I can see is Lady Margaret M2. So I'm going to call that Edmunds have bumped Keys M2 somewhere on Grassy or Plough Reach. Mike, can you see anything yet?
First blade's coming round the exit to Ditton onto the long reach of Maudlin, being pursued by Selwyn. From this long distance, it looks like it's about two lengths. Behind Selwyn, it looks like the next crew, Robinson, are indeed catching them up. In fact, I'd say Robinson from this distance has got Selwyn pegged down to less than a length there. Actually mooring. It's very difficult to see at this distance. It looks like it's not going to happen, though. No, it is. I think that's we're going to call that one. I think that's almost guaranteed. No, they're still racing. Selwyn getting very close to the north bank here. Robinson trying to mow them down. And Selwyn picking up some pace in the long reach as they go on to Maudlin. So it's Maudlin, a couple of lengths, then Selwyn. Then I say less than a length in it. Binson now looking to overtake Selwyn. They're definitely strongly overtaking them. This is going to be a collision, no doubt about it. Robinson rating the higher crew there. Let's stay with this. Robinson have overlap on Selwyn on the long reach. Maudlin going ahead in front, being unperturbed by anyone. These crews are practically side by side. It's only a matter of time before the blade of number two is going to strike the stern of the Selwyn. But Selwyn still holds them off. Selwyn is still a quarter of a... They're overlap, actually. They're on canvas. Selwyn pulling away. Beth, let's jump back to you. I'll stay with this. Beth.
Okay, I've just seen Christ M2 go past me, and then no one else is following them. So that means there must have been bumps somewhere between Fat M2, Jesus, Queen, Hughesall, Sydney, and Darwin. So I will head back down the river to see what's happened there. Back to you, Mike.
To Mike. Yes, yeah, so we're staying with Benson on Selwyn. They've held them up basically between an eighth of a length and overlap all the way down long reach. Talk about exhausting rowing. But Benson are not getting off their tail. Benson are sticking to them like glue. Benson now overlap once again as they head towards the railway bridge. Remember, the top end for these guys is Peter's Post. Oh, it's getting very splashy as both crews panic. Benson splashing to try and steer into Selwyn. Selwyn splashing to try and steer their stern away from the bow of the Benson boat. And they're still rowing. They're on overlap underneath the railway bridge as they head out of my sight. I do not know. This is going to go all the way to the end. At the front, Maudlin aren't going to do anything. They'll be rowing over. Further back then, we've got Tithall, clear water either side. And then what is going on here? LMB not going to get it. It's 3-4 lengths. But then behind those Downing are bringing the distance between them and LNBC back down to a length on the middle of long reach. We'll see which way this goes. Downing are probably staying at about a length and a half away from LNBC on the long reach. I don't think that's going to happen. Further back, the next boat that I see with Clearwater behind it in front is Christ. Beth, what are you seeing?
I'm going to call that there has been a bump between Darwin M1 and Sydney Sussex M1. Both of them pulled over on the reach. And as I've got past me, Gerda, I've got going past me now, first and third, M2 and Keys, M2, who have been bumped. So I think all the crews below that have been bumped at some point, so we will do our best to confirm what they are in a minute. But back to you, Mike.
Right, so what we know so far, down the long reach, there was a triple tussle between Maudlin, Selwyn and Robinson. Maudlin managed to stay ahead of the other two and keep a good length and a half at worst ahead of the Selwyn boat. And then Selwyn were just being proper bothered by Robinson M1. It started off as they came around Distant Corner, probably a length. Then it dropped down to half a length on the entry to Long Reach. Maybe it was the sun, who knows. And then Robinson managed to get overlap on Selwyn. Selwyn steered towards the north bank, despite having wasted probably a bit of power with some ruddering. Then Selwyn were able to pull away. It stayed pretty much bow ball to stern, level with stern, all the way down the Long Reach under the railway bridge until they disappeared out of sight. It's so close to the end there. Goodness knows what's happened. Beth.
Okay, I can confirm that there was a bump between Edmonds and Keys. I've just seen some Eds go past me with foliage in the down and picking up the foliage just outside the plough. Great view for the people at the plough today. So I can confirm that there's been a bump between Sydney and Darwin. And as I can see Queens running up now with no foliage, so I'm going to suggest that Queens have been bumped by Keys Hall, but I can't confirm that yet. Back to you, Mike.
So, If I were a gambling man, and I'm not, but if I were, Maudlin M1 rowing over, I reckon Selwyn M1 probably would have got snagged by Robinson. Reason being is that Robinson were slightly south bank of Selwyn. Robinson were chasing Selwyn, and the next corner after the railway bridge is a leftward corner towards the south. So that meant that Robinson were on the correct side of the river, and they would have theoretically been able to gain on Selwyn, providing they didn't run out of steam. So I would say there probably has been a bump then, but I really don't know. You know, I'm guessing here. Pithole is going to row over, Clearwater, la-di-da. Keys, two bumped by St. Ed's, one. LNBC 2 and Downing and Christ opened up the gap to at least two lengths between them, all looking a bit tired, so they're going to row over. Then there's the first and thirds and Jesus. Well, first and thirds are going past me now. I presume they were indeed bumped by Jesus. Jesus never wear foliage because they're arrogant. No, I'm joking, all right. So they probably bumped first and thirds. Queens 2 bumped by Hughes Hall 1. Sydney Sussex 1 bumped by Darwin 1. Pembroke 2 bumped early on by Wharfson 1. Corpus M1. I'm not entirely sure if you've seen them go past. I'd expect them to have rowed over at the back, but I was too excited with Binson and Selwyn that I may have missed that. Can we just get confirmation with you, Lucy? Did you see the Jesus and first and third encounter? Okay, no sign of Lucy. So what I think we'll do is we'll hand back to the studio. We'll get results update in a few minutes' time. Work out what on earth went on at the top. Did Robinson catch Selwyn? One way to find out. Results update in 5-10 minutes.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Okay, we'll find out what happened during the end of that race as soon as...
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
Right, so would you like the results update for the men's second division?
Please, Mike, please.
So, very exciting race, especially the bit I saw, which was Binson and Selwyn. Binson were chasing Selwyn all the way down the long reach. They, well, I'll tell you, Maudlin rode over at the top. Selwyn managed to hold off Binson. They both rode over at the top. Trinity Hall, 1, rode over. Keith, 2, were caught by St. Ed's, 1. LBC 2 and Downing and Christ 2. Those three row over. First and third 2 were bumped by Jesus 2. Queens 2 were bumped by Hughes Hall 1. Sydney Sussex were bumped by Darwin. Pembroke 2 were bumped by Wolfson 1. And Corpus M1, the sandwich at the back, rode over, but they seemed to do it with a cloak of invisibility because no one saw them. Very exciting stuff. We're getting geared up for the big races of the day now. Got W1 coming, which I think goes off on the hour. And in the meantime, I'll continue tweeting you some pictures of the wildlife.
It's all I ever dream of, Mike. Thanks a lot. Mike is at the Riverside for us. We'll go back close to the next race starting. We usually try and get there before the 1 minute cannon's gone off.